couple of days ago, me and a colleague was having a conversation. We were just laughing and just chitter-chat. And he said to me, he said, what if we could go back in time, in a time machine, and only go back and fix all our wrongs that we've done to people, all people we've hurt, and all the mean things we've said to people? Wouldn't that be fun? So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, it probably would be. Go back and fix all the mistakes that I've made and all the people that I've hurt, and just being able to get that off my chest and rewrite that part of my past and stuff. So here we go. Went through and just talking and laughing about it. But I really thought long and hard on it. Those couple of things came to my mind, because I know I hurt a lot of people in my life. I have. And a lot of people hurt me as well. But this ain't about them, it's about me. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go back and travel back in time and fix several things. And he was like, tell me what some of the things. I said, one, I would like to, the night that my brother, oldest brother, got killed, I wish that night that I could have been man enough to get out that vehicle and just walk with him home. And maybe he would have gotten killed that night that I saw him, which was on a Friday night. I never forget it, because I actually remember that night like it was yesterday. But I wish I could have been that person to get out that vehicle, knowing that my brother was looked tipsy, and say, hey, man, let me just walk with you home. And I'll just walk with you myself and make sure we get home safely, you know. So, you know, that's one important thing I want to fix. And another thing I want is, you know, my parents, my biological parents. I wish I could go back in this time machine to be able to tell my mother how much I loved her, how much I appreciated her for what she did for us as children. She only could do the best she could do trying to raise, you know, 5 kids, you know, by yourself. It's hard when your husband leaves you. And I wish I could really tell her how much I appreciated her for just doing that, just being an all around great mom. Something else I could do. And also go back and tell my real father how much appreciated him at times being a true father. When he needed to be a father, he stepped his game up and he was a leader. He needed to be a leader. Sorry, guys. But I would love to be able to fix that part of it as well. And then tell my two baby brothers, my two younger brothers, about life, the expectations of life, the people you trust in life, people you don't trust, and how to maneuver this world back then. Because they got into some stuff that they was really not even guilty about it, but it happened. But it shaped their lives forever. And the person actually did it, finally got arrested years later. But that's not, you know, I'm not hearing about it. I just wish I was there at that point in their lives to kind of wheel them in, put them under my wing and give them guidance and stuff. But I was not. And it kind of still bothers me to this day, you know, and it still hurts. I wish that I could actually go back into that time machine and fix those broken hearts. But look, you know, females that I know back then too as well, I'm trying to just fix what I done to them as well. I was not a saint. By all means, I was not. So I do want to apologize to them as well. I would do that. So I'm back in the time machine to apologize to them for my actions. Because every action sometimes gets a reaction. But my stupidity back then, I'm looking back at it like, wow, this was bad. This was horrible. This was what I done and people. And like I said, I take a long back and I look back at my kids, my daughters, my three girls, who are three more people over in the world. I love them, you know. Very interesting. I wish as a father that I was here to give them a proper guidance about certain things. But I wasn't, because I was so invested in my career that I didn't give them everything they needed as young females. That's one of my biggest things I look back when I was trying to go into the time machine with him. But that's just a wish. That's just, I'm saying, that was a conversation that colleague and I was having. And it was something that was really interesting to me, because it kind of made me think about what I've done. So as now, I'm trying to live my best life for my breakfast, and I would love to say back then, except for what I'm talking about. And like my time machine, this is just a myth. Then it's saying to the individual, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for not feeling what I needed the most. I'm sorry that I didn't get an opportunity to tell you how much I loved you, how much I appreciated you, the good things you've done for me. I understand it and know it. And from doing it as an older man, I kind of understand it more and more as I get older and older. The things that I didn't keep saying something. I should see it. That's on me. I own it. Guys, if you have an opportunity, yeah. Like I said, I'm just speaking medical right now, but if you have a real opportunity, of course you're still living, you actually go to them and say, hey, I apologize for what I may have said to you in the past. I apologize for what I've done to you in the past. Would you please forgive me? Because apologizing is one thing, but your action speaks louder than your words. Trust me, action speaks louder than words. Take care of yourself, guys. Love you.